844-527-8723. Kennedy Hall's on the Comrex Maker hotline. Kennedy, hang on just a second. I'm expecting him to be on Skype because for last 2 years, he's always been on Skype. But today he's on Comrex. Hang on real quick because I want to run down this quickly. Before there was a Biden regime, there was a Marrican regime. Later on in the program, I'm going to take you back to 1979. You know why 1979 was a great year? You people that are in the chat room listening, do you know why 1979 was a great year? Because the Bee Gees had a number one that year. That's why. True story. I'm going to take you back to 1979. I don't even remember this. And I was a junior in high school. Don't even remember it. But the swine flu was threatening. Actually, I think that this story is 1976, but we'll check it for you. Swine flu was supposedly threatening every man, woman, and child. And the American government President Ford comes out and goes, every man, woman, and child needs to get inoculated against the swine flu. This could take out half of the American population. Blah, 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 blah. A lot of people did. 40 million people said, oh, okay. Until 4,000 of them turned up with GBE or dead. And then he said, pull the swine flu shot. Mary Tyler Moore. Everybody knows who Mary Tyler Moore. Most of you know who Mary Tyler Moore was. It was 1976. Okay. Mary Tyler Moore became part of the government propaganda campaign to get everyone jabbed. They had Corona goo in 1976 for the swine flu. The government ran ads saying that, and she was part of the number one television show on CBS at that time, the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Remember Ted Knight, Ed Asner, great sitcom. She was married to the president of CBS at the time, Grant Tinker. They used Mary Tyler Moore's likeness, and then they quoted her saying, it's a good thing to be an American, it's a good thing for an American citizen to do, to go out and get the swine flu jab, or whatever it was they said that she said. So Kennedy, I wanted you to hear this, because this stuff is not new. We think the regimes have been here, and the government propaganda campaign, and the forced vaccinations. Not true. Not true. They've been doing this for 60 years. Listen to this.
Mary, did you take a swine flu shot?
No, I did not.
Did you give them permission to use your name saying that you had or were going to?
Absolutely not. Never did.
Did you ask your own doctor about taking the swine flu shot?
Yes, and at the time he thought it might be a good idea. But I resisted it because I was leery of having the symptoms that sometimes go with that kind of inoculation.
So you didn't?
No, I didn't.
Have you spoken to your doctor since?
Yes.
And?
He's delighted that I didn't take that shot.
Now, I'm going to play you later on some of the propaganda that they made for this. They freaking lied. They lied. They said MTM, Mary Tyler Moore, had the goo and she didn't have the shot. These bastards had been at this since the close of the Second World War. Let me go to this Comrex Maker hotline and bring on the host of the Kennedy Profession, Kennedy Hall, live from an undisclosed bunker location, recently flooded out somewhere in northern Ontario. How's the how deep's the water today, bro?
It's dry now. It was a sump pump issue, as I've told people, so it wasn't a foundation or anything. We sold our house, so if any if anyone who bought our house is listening, it has nothing to do with it was just an actual mechanical thing. I fixed it.
Well, I would be worried about a sump pump. Isn't that like a sewer pump?
No, it's not attached to our sewer. It's just for the drain off from the backyard. It has a little sump pump hole in the basement where I work.
Can you believe that that clip from Mike Wallace on 60 Minutes asking Mary Tyler Moore about that? That was in 1976, dude. That's 45 years ago.
Yeah, people just act as if doctors haven't screwed over millions of people before. I don't understand it. Like, I remember being a kid. I'm only 33, but I still remember. I was in grade one, I believe, so like 1994 or something. And there was a teacher or an assistant at our school who was missing an arm. And I asked, what was that about? And they told me she was a thalidomide baby. You know, she was born like the 50s or whatever. And it's like, do you guys not remember when the Surgeon General said smoking cigarettes was good for your health? When everybody took thalidomide? Or how about all the people that got polio from the polio vaccine? I've met two of those people personally.
Really?
So, oh yeah. Yeah. I've met two men who had polio from the polio vaccine. One of them was from Slovakia, the former Czechoslovakia. And he was given it from the vaccine. There's actually more people alive now with polio from the vaccine than from wild polio. And one of my neighbors, actually, his brother, I believe he just passed away, sadly, but he was sickly and basically injured since childhood because of the polio vaccine. And this was acknowledged. I mean, this is not like some anti-vaxxer conspiracy hotline thing. This was just, oh yeah, he the vaccine he got as a kid screwed his life up. And it's just something that people admit. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, that's probably something we should consider when we inoculate all the children.
You'd think that they would consider that. A couple of things that I wanted to talk to you about quickly. And I'm trying to remember, what were we going to talk about on Wednesday?
Oh, the Tucker Carlson Satanism
right,
in the military.
That's right. Yeah, that was a projection. That was a confession. It was a projection of them going, yeah, we have Satanists. And yes, we have Satanists practicing in the military. And yes, Satan has gobbled up all sorts of children. So what?
Yeah. Did you play that clip on the show?
I did play the clip.
Okay, so people have heard of it. Yeah, it's, you know that these people are demon worshippers. I mean, here's the thing, okay? This is why people believe that, you know, QAnon and stuff is a psyop, and I agree. But they expose the actual truth of the matter, and then they make you look like an idiot for believing the whole grand conspiracy.
That's right.
It's clearly the case, because it's been the case since the dawn of man, that there are people who worship devils. It's called paganism. Okay, so in a society where we reject the Christian faith and we get rid of the natural law and all those sorts of things, of course people have a religious impulse. Chesterton said, you know, I quote him like 40 times a show, but Chesterton said, the natural state of fallen man is not atheism, it's paganism. And that's true. This is what we see in the earliest times in human history. We don't see atheism because atheism is stupid. Paganism, in a sense, makes sense because you recognize that there's a spiritual reality. And if you sin, then you become a plaything of Satan, essentially. And if God has not revealed himself to you in a unique way, then you might not know, et cetera, et cetera. So paganism is a natural state. Well, the leaders are largely unchristian. They're obviously engaged often in very deep and perverted sinful activity, even if it's not just in their personal life. I mean, if you're a person who is in the military and you've assented to drone striking innocent children in the Middle East, and you've had to drink a bunch of whiskey and take some Xanax in order to sleep, I mean, you're in a bad place in your conscience. That's just the reality. So if you're going to continue living that way, then you're open to some pretty evil stuff. So it doesn't shock me at all.
Yeah, and this is an embarrassing thing, but when you say that our religious are not our leaders are not religious or aren't Christians, that's not true here in the United States. Biden supposedly is a Catholic. 7 of the 9 justices in the Supreme Court are baptized and confirmed Catholics. Mm-hmm. 4 of them either went to Georgetown or another Jesuit college doing undergrad studies. We're filled.
Yeah, you said Jesuit, not Catholic, right?
Well, I meant Jesuit is not Catholic is what I meant. Supposedly Jesuits are Catholics. But the point being that our leadership, the new governor of New Tenochtitlan in New York, says she's a practicing Catholic, but she wants to make New York an abortion tourism destination. So we have now, we're living amongst, I think, you know, they had a conference back in, did you present at the Great Apostasy Conference?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Michael Hitchborn and Brother Andre and several people that we know did. Mm. And they concluded that they don't think that we're in it. I don't know how we could. How much more or how much worse would it have to be before we were in the great apostasy when almost all Americans said, your President Trudeau's a Catholic, baptized Catholic, isn't he?
He is. He said somewhere in one of his many interviews where his dad, Pierre Trudeau, used to read him the Bible and things like that as a kid. He was a trained Marxist, so I doubt it. I don't know. It's the great apostasy thing is a funny question. It's kind of like the word chastisement, you know? Like, are we in the chastisement? I have no idea. Because
or a chastisement.
Yeah, we're in a that's or a minor one.
Yeah, that's a good
that's
distinction.
Right. We're definitely in a time of apostasy. I mean, you know, this is a time when, you know, it's like the Old Testament when you have various clerics like Vigano or Schneider, whoever, you know, Marcel Lefebvre in the 80s, you know, just sort of calling out what's happening and saying, hey, you know, Israel, you've lost your religion. You've given yourself over to Moloch, etc. That's happening for sure to a degree, whether it's the big one or not. I have no idea. I know a lot of people who are really into Catholic prophecy would probably beg to differ, but it's over my head. So I just sort of leave it up to the experts, I guess. Not Fauci, the actual experts.
As Brother Andre says, there is no requirement for us to believe in private revelation to be saved. So you're correct about that. Let's go back to Chesterton for a minute.
Sure.
In the book that we now carry in the Founders Trading Post, everyone should get a copy of, called The Everlasting Man. So I finished the introduction, and I just finished chapter one last night. Mm. And on the last page, the last couple paragraphs of chapter one, we have Chesterton making the point about evolution and about Darwinism where he just destroys the argument because he says a biologist is a historian.
Yes.
There is no, you cannot be a biologist without there having been previous biology. So yeah. He is basically a life sciences historian. Mm-hmm. And then the historian can't have any history if there are no humans to have made the history. It's so simple. That was his gift. So simple of a critique and a destruction of the entire argument for evolving species. And the only one that really, let's be honest, the Darwinist and the modern evolutionist, is, by the way, that is a pagan devil-worshipping religion. Mm-hmm. They're not concerned with chickens turning, with lizards turning into chickens or chickens turning into birds. They are only concerned with one thing. Man was a primate. The only thing that we want to prove is that man is not an exalted creature created by Almighty God. That's what they're trying to do.